The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth to those on whom his favor rests." Peace. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once again, my dear friends, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Today we celebrate the closeness and the intimacy of our God, the incarnation, the enfleshment of the Word, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. The Word was made flesh and made his dwelling among us. God was and is always able to relate to us because he is the one who loved us into existence. And as if that were not enough, in Jesus we can be certain that we have a God that we are able to relate with. No other religion can claim this. All the other major religions of the world today cannot claim that they have a God who is in an intimate relationship with them. Take, for example, the Muslims. It is impossible to have any sort of relationship with Allah except one of fear and submission. For them, God is somewhere out there in the clouds. For the Jews, God is somewhere too up there, and he is distant, and they still await the first coming of the Messiah. Buddhism is not about a relationship with the divine, but about enlightenment. It doesn't even matter if there is or isn't a divine creator. Only we Christians are able to say Emmanuel, God is with us. And therefore we are able to have such an intimately close relationship of love with God. More than 2,000 years ago, in the most humble and dirtiest of conditions, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, was born. God could have come wrapped up in glory, splendor, light, and power to instill fear, to make us rub our eyes in amazement. But instead, God came as the smallest, the frailest, the weakest of beings. These are the words of Blessed Pope Paul VI. He says, "Why is this so? So that no one would be ashamed to approach God. So that no one would be afraid. So that all would be close to him and draw near him. So that there would be no distance between us and God. God made the effort to plunge, to dive deep within us, so that each of us could speak intimately with God, to trust him, draw near to him, and realize that he thinks of us and that he loves us. He holds us in being." Yet so many people fail to realize this. They are afraid to truly get to know the person of Jesus Christ. The problem with some Christians is that they stop at the cuteness of the baby Jesus. They stop at that. But really, there's more to the incarnation than a cute baby. It's funny because you go to these museums, you go to these religious stores, and you see these images of the baby Jesus that are very inaccurate. Jesus is often depicted as blonde hair, blue eyes, smiling with two front teeth. You tell me, you show me a baby like that after hours or a couple of days after being born, and well, then I'll believe it. But faith is more than cuteness. Faith is a reality. The incarnation was messy. The incarnation was messy. Jesus had diapers to be changed. He had to be taught how to walk, how to talk. The incarnation of God in Christ had demands of love. And this is the scandal of the incarnation. This is why the other faiths can't accept this. I was once driving, we had a bus driver. I was dressed as a priest, and this bus driver, he told me he was Muslim, and he was trying to convert me over to them. And he says, one of the arguments that he made was that, you mean to tell me that your God actually wore diapers? And I responded, yes, that's how much my God loved me, that he became one of us to the point that he had diapers to be changed too. That's the extent of the love of God for you and me, that he would become that, vulnerable, weak. And why did he become vulnerable and weak? So that we could let our guard down before him. You tell me, is anybody here afraid of a baby? I am, because I'm always afraid I'm going to drop them. But really, no one can be afraid of a little baby. When you see a little baby, you have to just let be yourself, because you know that baby will accept you for who you are, and that baby wants nothing from you except for you to love him or her. This is why God became a human being. This is why God became a baby, so that we would not fear him, that we would approach him with love and with confidence. You know, love causes us to do many stupid things. I'm not saying that the incarnation was stupid, but God did that for us out of love. Love makes us irrational sometimes, right? I once, when I was in high school, I had a crush on this girl, and so I dyed my hair orange. Love makes us do irrational things. And think about it. The love of God made God do something irrational. God became one of us. A small, vulnerable infant. Why then are people so afraid to approach Jesus? Because I think simply to encounter him is to take on the challenge of love. Love is not easy. Love is messy, because love entails sacrifice. You give me a love that has no sacrifice, I don't think that's true love. Love has demands. But even though this be so, true love is irresistible, and true love is worth it. May we this Christmas draw near to the infant Christ. Yes, he is cute, but he is also very, very real. The baby Jesus is more than a stereotyped Hallmark card. The baby Jesus beckons us to respond in love to his love. He calls us not to be afraid of intimacy, of closeness to him who is God. Brothers and sisters, and I call out especially to those of you who are the seasonal Catholics, huh? Those of you who come to church only twice a year, Easter and Christmas. God is here. He calls you. He waits for you. Do not be afraid of the messiness of faith and the demands of love. May your faith, may our faith, brothers and sisters, be more than just a holiday tradition. Live it, love it, because God loves you. Happy Christmas, everyone, and a happy, healthy, and above all, a holy new year, 2018. May 2018 be filled with even more blessings than this year. I, for one, know that that holds true for me, because come 2018, the Rome trip will be over. But really, sincerely, on the part of myself and our pastor, Father Ed, Merry Christmas. We pray for God's many blessings upon you. May God, who is the source of true peace, fill your heart with the peace that only He can give. And may Mary, our mother, intercede for your every need throughout this new year. Amen.